Title: Sampler Rack in Ableton Live 12, Routed with DJ-Friendly Structure for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a jungle drum system that behaves like a DJ setup, not just a single drum track, because in proper old school jungle and early DNB, the drums are a performance instrument. You want to be able to pull the kick for a bar, slam it back in, ride the break on its own, throw the snare into a dub echo, and keep everything mix ready without your levels exploding. By the end of this lesson, you'll have one drum rack you can program from a single MIDI clip, but it'll mix like stems, kick, snare, hats, break, and perk or FX all on their own faders, plus some built-in parallel jungle sauce returns for crunch, room, and dub throws. Settle in. This is intermediate, not hard, but we're going to be intentional about routing, gain staging, and making it performable. First, quick session prep. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle zone, 165 to 172. I'm going to sit at 170 BPM. For break edits, set your grid to 1/16. You can go smaller later, but 1/16 keeps you honest. And if you like clip launching like a DJ, set global quantization to 1 bar. That way, when you fire variations, it snaps in musically. Now, let's create the core container. Create a new MIDI track and name it Drums Master. Drop a drum rack onto it. The philosophy here is simple. All programming happens in here. All mixing decisions happen outside, on subgroup tracks, like you're looking at drum stems on a mixer. Now let's load the core pads, and we're going to use Sampler. Not just simpler. Why Sampler? More control. Better modulation options. Deeper filters. You can do multi-sample style stuff later, and it just feels more instrument than clip player. Start with the kick. Click an empty pad, insert sampler, and drag in a clean DNB kick. Not a super long boomy 808. Think punchy, controlled, something that can sit under a break without instantly turning the low end into soup. Go to the volume envelope. Set it up so the kick is tight. Attack at zero. Decay roughly 150 to 300 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. That little release is important. Too short and it clicks in an ugly way. Too long and it drags low end into your next hit. If the top is too clicky or plasticky, use sampler's filter into a gentle low pass. Something like an LP24 around 10 to 14k, just enough to shave the edge. Then add a saturator after sampler inside the pad chain. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. That gives you loudness without making it spiky. Next, snare. New pad. Sampler. Load a snare that feels right for the era you're chasing. Jungle snares are often brighter than people expect, but they're also controlled. The nasty part is usually in the mids, not just more top. In sampler, again, control the tail. If it rings too long, shorten the release. Optional move. Use a bandpass filter to focus body. BP12 around 180 to 220 Hz, just a touch of resonance. Don't turn it into a boing, just concentrate the meat. Drop an EQA to after sampler. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz. If it's boxy, pull a little at 350 to 600. And if you want old school grit, add redux very lightly. Subtle. The goal is texture, not 8-bit snare. No hats. Make a closed hat pad. In sampler, keep the release short. High pass it somewhere around 300 to 600 Hz. Hats don't need low mid. Low mid hat energy is how you lose clarity fast. For open hat, give it a longer release. And if you want movement without going full stereo chaos, add auto pan very subtly. Amount 10 to 20%. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. The vibe is alive, not spinning around your head. Now the star, the break. Pick a pad. Load an Amen or Think or whatever you're using into sampler. One big note here. Make sure warp isn't doing something weird. If your break is warping and smearing transients, it won't smack right. You want it clean. Set voices to 1 for classic mono break behavior. That keeps it from stacking in a way that gets messy when your MIDI triggers overlap. Set a low pass filter, LP12 or LP24, and put it somewhere like 8 to 12k to start. This will become a key DJ macro later. Dull to bright control. Now, slicing approach. There's a super advanced way where you keep the break as one sample, and use start offset modulation to play slices. It's cool and very jungle, but for this routing lesson, we want speed and clarity. So do the practical option. Slice the break to a drum rack first, then steal the best slices into your main rack. Take your break audio clip. Right-click, slice to new MIDI track. Choose transients and preserve timing. Now you've got a sliced rack. Grab your key slices, like the snare hits, a couple ghost hits, maybe the hat shuffle piece, and drag those into your main drum's master rack as their own sampler pads. This is the big win. You can route and mix the break elements like components, not just one audio loop. Cool. Now we do the most important part, DJ-friendly routing. We're going to set it up so each drum group has its own fader, like a DJ mixer or like stems on a mixing desk. Create 5 audio tracks and name them. Drum kick, drum snare, drum hats, drum break, drum perk slash effects. On each of these audio tracks, set audio from to drum's master. In a second, we'll choose which output pair from the drum rack they listen to. Now go back into the drum rack and open the chain list so you can see each pad's chain. For each chain, sets audio to routing to a specific drum rack output pair. Use a simple mapping. Kick goes to output 1/2. Snare goes to 3/4. Hats go to 5/6. Break goes to 7/8. Perk and effects go to 9/10. Then, on each subgroup audio track, select the corresponding input from drum's master. So drum snare listens to 3/4, drum break listens to 7/8, and so on. Now, a teacher-style warning that will save you an hour of confusion later. You must avoid double monitoring. If you hear your drums twice, or things suddenly get facey, it usually means the drum rack is still sending to the master while your subgroups are also playing the same sound. A clean approach is to set each chain inside the drum rack to sends only, so the rack itself stays silent and your subgroups are the only thing you hear. If you do that, your faders behave like real stems. Do a quick routing sanity check. Drop a meter or spectrum on each subgroup track. Now solo a pad inside the rack, like just the kick. You should see only the kick subgroup moving, nothing else. If other tracks move, you've got routing bleed or doubling. Now let's add parallel processing, jungle style, inside the drum rack itself. In the drum rack, show the returns. Create 3 return chains, return A called crush, return B called room, return C called dub. On crush, as saturator, drive 6 to 12 dB, soft clip on. Then add drum bus, drive somewhere like 10 to 25, boom subtle or off, crunch to taste. Then EQ8 and high pass around 120 Hz. That high pass is non-negotiable. Parallel distortion plus low end equals mud and smeared sub. On room, put hybrid reverb. Choose a room or plate. Decay around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Keep it short and purposeful. Filter the reverb. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz so the low end stays clean. On dub, add echo. Set it to 1/8 or dotted 1/8 for classic movement. Filter it darker. Low pass around 4 to 7k, feedback around 20 to 45% so it repeats, but doesn't take over. Now set your sends in the rack. Snare gets a bit of room, and sometimes dub for throws. Hats get a tiny bit of room. Break gets some crush. That's the sauce. That's the tape getting stressed energy. Kick usually gets no reverb, and only minimal crush if any. Now we make it performable. Macros. Click macro on the drum rack so you can map controls. Here's a macro set that feels DJ-friendly and musically safe. Macro 1. Break LPF. Map it to the break sampler filter cutoff. Macro 2. Break drive. Map it to a saturator drive on the break chain if you've got one, or to the crush send amount for the break. Macro 3. Snare verb. Map the snares send to room. Macro 4. Dub throw. Map the snares send to dub, or map an FX hit send if you prefer throws from a dedicated pad. Macro 5. Hat bright. Map a high shelf on hats. You can do it inside the hat chain, or on the drum hat subgroup with EQ8. Macro 6. Drum crunch. Map the crush return send amount for break and maybe snare. Macro 7. Kick tight. Map kick decay or release, but keep the range small so you don't accidentally turn it into a sub B mess. Macro 8. All drums HP def. DJ cut. This one is for transitions. Put an auto filter on your drum master or on each subgroup and map cutoff. Use HP24 and set the range from 20 Hz up to maybe 250 Hz. Important coaching note, constrain your macro ranges. The goal is every position sounds usable, not one knob can destroy the mix. Now, a quick advanced but practical note about DJ style throws. If you want an echo or reverb tail to keep ringing out even when you pull the drum subgroup fader down, like a real DJ send, then do your throws from the subgroup track's regular Ableton sends, not only the drum rack returns, because drum rack returns are effectively inside the rack signal flow. If you kill the dry signal in certain ways, your throw behavior might not feel like classic send and return, so you can do it either way, rack returns for fast internal parallel. Track sends for true DJ style, tail keeps going after you, mute the channel. Now we'll tighten the feel with two small pro moves. First, gain staging. With all drums playing, aim for subgroup peaks around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS. Then your overall drum master peaks around minus 6. Jungle gets loud from density and transience. Don't chase loudness at this stage. Your mix will thank you later. Second, choke groups. In the drum rack, set closed and open hats to the same choke group so they cut each other off. That sounds more realistic and stops ugly overlaps. You can also choke certain break slices if your edits start stacking too much. Now let's talk arrangement, DJ style. Think in 32 bar phrases, like records. Intro, 16 to 32 bars. Hats plus a filtered break. No full bass. This is mix in space. Pre-drop, 8 to 16 bars. Snare builds, a couple dub throws, maybe the break opens up. Drop, 32 to 64 bars. Full drums and bass. Midsection switch, 16 bars. Pull the kick. Go break only. Bring in fills or a different break pattern. Second drop, new variation. Extra ghost notes, maybe ride hats. Outro, 16 to 32 bars. Trip to break and FX so it's easy to mix out. In Ableton, the practical workflow is, one MIDI clip for your rack, then duplicate it and make variations. Clip 1. Intro tool, simpler pattern, more filter. Clip 2. Drop A, full kit. Clip 3. Drop B, more ghost hits, one or two fills. Then automate macros in arrangement. Break LPF opens over 8 bars into the drop. And that classic move, one dub throw on the last snare before a transition. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because they'll absolutely happen if you don't watch for them.